Spicy? Nah. Written by Kripskies and read by K-Burb. This is a Batman fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It takes place on the Hot Ones TV show and features the characters of Bruce Wayne and the real Sean Evans.
Two to go.
Summary. Bruce goes on Hot Ones. It goes exactly how you would expect it to. Hey, what's going on, everybody? From First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings. And today we're joined by Bruce Wayne himself. He is a well-known and well-respected philanthropist, celebrity personality, father, and friend to the world. You can't go far without hearing his name brought up for donating to charity after charity. He's a pretty face with an even prettier heart. Welcome to the show, Bruce Wayne. Bruce visibly flushes, going bright red on camera. He sheepishly adjusts his tie. Well, you definitely wouldn't get that description if you talked to my kids first. Dick would call me a menace on national television. I think he has, actually. He laughs good-naturedly. Sean laughed genuinely along with him. Before we get started, Bruce, how are you with spicy food? Bruce's eyes go wide for a second. Stephanie likes to prank me by putting spicy things in my food, so I'd like to think I've built up a tolerance. I'm not normally a spicy person otherwise, except for when it counts. He ended that sentence with a conspiratorial wink, leaning in a little closer as if sharing a secret. Sean laughs, if not going a bit red himself. Now that that's out of the way, are you ready to start? Yes. Prepare tissues. And a bucket, maybe? Intro sequence. Bruce crying and fanning his face. Title card. Bruce bites into the first wing, a smile on his face. You know, I quite enjoy wings. My second oldest orders them for movie nights occasionally. Bruce smacks his lips together like he's wine tasting, just with hot wings. Speaking of your family, I'd like to ask how you balance time between being a CEO of a multi-billion dollar corporation and being such a good father to your children. Well, I don't think it's officially announced yet, but Timmy's the CEO now. Tim's such a smart kid, he practically insisted I take a break. He does it so much better than I ever did, that's for sure. You should be asking him how he does it. Bruce beams, looking exactly like a dad who's immensely proud of his kid. His smile lights up the room. Los Calientes, number 4. Bruce bit into the next wing, his neck deepening red. He adjusts his collar, clearly getting uncomfortably warm. Okay, this one packs a little kick. So Bruce, Sean looks off camera to the side, concern visible on his face. He whispers away from his microphone, "Can't we skip this one?" And gets a, "Sorry, ratings," in return. "Sorry, I don't think I can ask this question. Who wrote these?" Sean fumbles with his microphone, readjusting it. "No, it's all right. It can't be too terrible." Bruce's eyebrows pinch, but his overall demeanor remains the same. Sean whispers in, "Are you sure?" over the table, and the video cuts to Sean again. "All right. Do you believe Martha and Thomas Wayne would have been proud of what you've made of yourself?" The room stood still. Every breath held while time stopped around them. Bruce's eyes flew wide, noticing the undertone of the question. He slips into his bat persona, just to deliver a hearty bat glare onto the camera. He brings himself back to Brucey again, smiling a wide, honest smile, acting as if that glare never happened.
Yes, I think my parents would be incredibly proud that I've done so much good with the money I inherited from them. I do my best, and I will continue to do my best.
And you do so much for the greater Gotham community. The Prince of Gotham, or so they say. Karma Cosmic Disco, number 7. Bruce takes a fairly generous bite, mouth still flaming from the previous one. He puts down the wing quickly, staring down at the plate.
Ow, 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 ow. He fans his tongue, eyes going to the ceiling.
You have, milk?
He seems to be struggling to keep tears at bay. Really, it didn't have much of an effect on his ruined taste buds. He lived in multiple different South Asian countries during his time abroad, so spicy food never really had an effect anymore. Still, he acted convincingly.
You seem to be handling it fairly well, Bruce.
At that, Bruce lets out an incredibly pathetic mock sob. Seemed he was not having a good time, TM.
Not doing too hot.
A collective groan rings out around the studio. So, how have you dealt with all the stigma surrounding your sexuality and adopting children while single? Being so open about it like you have is a rarity.
I wasn't always so open. My closet door was firmly shut in my teens and up until my 20s. Bruce chuckled.
A few behind the camera could be heard chuckling as well. He looks back up at the ceiling, blinking away tears as the spice hits another wave.
But then I realize that the people I care about's happiness, my happiness, is worth so much more than whatever they could possibly think about us. Also, most of my kids reside on the LGBTQ+ spectrum. I try to be the best example I can for them, especially after my party days.
Bruce winks directly at the camera.
The last dab. Bruce takes his final bite. He immediately starts coughing, face heating up rapidly, eyes going red. Not even the Batman is immune to 2 million Scoville units.
What do you people put in this stuff?
Bruce reaches out for the milk, grabbing it and holding it like it's his last life preserver in a sea of pain. A second passes, and Bruce hunches over the table and sobs. Just full-on sobbing. Inconsolably sobbing. He's now hugging onto that milk bottle like his firstborn baby, while the show cast just watches this grown man break down over a table of eaten wings. After a couple more seconds of crying, it just stops. A series of emotions takes over his face. Bruce going through all the stages of grief due to one chicken wing. Somebody behind the camera whispers, "I should call my dad."
Bruce, last question. This one was sent in by the community. The people want to know, are you in a relationship with Batman?
At that, Bruce looks up from the table all bleary-eyed. The tears don't stop streaming, but he sighs like his bones are made of lead.
No, I am not Batman's sugar daddy. No, I do not fund the Justice League because Batman is my boyfriend. No, I am not seeing anyone right now, and no, it's not Batman. Did one of my kids send that in?
Says the question was submitted by... Hey, wait a second. This was submitted by Nightwing's official Twitter account. The end.